not old friends.
Some of them are old.
Some of them are just old.
Some of them are friends.
And these are issues that kind of, I guess, one way of looking at it, kind of cleanup issues in the wake of the some of the flotsam and jetsam in the wake of the tort reform, insurance reform issues. And we've tried to allow the parties who brought those issues to us, particularly in 9:15, an opportunity to discuss amendments. And I guess without further ado, let's take up 9:15 first, if we may. Mr. Kefouri, I think you wanted to kind of speak to some of the issues. Members will find in their stack of bills in front of them 9:15, and you'll have the amendments. I think Mr. Kefouri may have an additional comment or two, and I've indicated to him I'd allow him that opportunity to do so. I want to thank Steve for working with us on this through the amendments. We started several weeks ago, I know, trying to find some compromise, and I think we're there. Also, number 2, 3363, it's the intent to accept that as an amendment to 9:15. And I want to note that the chair is not indicating support for all these amendments, but pursuant to our discussion and agreement, the chair has indicated no objections to this vehicle as being considered. Third is the residential youth care, 3216. The fourth is the Good Samaritan, the EMT issue. The fifth is the architects, engineers, third-party liability. And then the sixth part of the mini Christmas tree, as we've called it, at least as far as the chair has expressed it so far, is the public tort claim limit issue, which we had agreed to set aside in the context of the tort liability insurance. But I think there was an understanding we'd return to that later. Mr. Representative Bunn.
I have a question procedurally. Would you accept a motion on 1 through 5 all at one time? That leaves out 6, which somebody else could make a motion on. But I'd just soon get 1 through 5 on the table and ready to go if you feel comfortable with that.
Mr. Chair, I'd like 1 through 6 if we're going to do it that way.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I have no objection. Well, let me just say for the record, I support public tort claims limits. I don't support putting it in this bill because of what I think it does in endangering the bill. And I'm assuming it's going to be in the bill and come out. But I'd prefer that we vote on the 5 and then immediately after that take a vote on the 6th. And I'll do nothing to try to stop a vote on the 6th anyway.
Representative Bunn, I'll be honest, I'm not sure what our rules say in this area. And the situation I'm thinking of is if a member were to oppose such a request, or I want to be fair to all members. I appreciate your desire to sort of expedite consideration of these issues. Let me just ponder that for a moment and allow Mr. Kefouri to kind of go into 9:15 and the amendments, okay?
Could I ask a question beforehand?
Yes, Representative Phillips.
Senator Simmons is the sole sponsor of 9:15. I'd like to know if, Mr. Kefouri has talked to Senator Simmons with regard to the proposed amendments. For the record?
Yes, I'll go through that.
I just want to get a couple of things straight.
Yes.
And his response was?
In favor.
Okay. Did you alert him to the other issues that might, or that there might be other issues brought up with regard
yes.
to that bill? Did he express any concern about that?
Let me first, for the record, identify myself. I'm Stephen Kefouri, representing, I think, 4 different clients on this bill. Mr. Chairman, Representative Phillips, it was my understanding from the chair that an agreement has been reached up and down the line from the governor to the senators to the representatives to the doorkeepers that everybody likes what's going to come out of this bill and that things are in good shape and that there will be no opposition. And with that understanding, Senator Simmons is not opposed to the bill. other portions that are in it.
Okay, one other.
Senator, or pardon me, Representative Phillips. Don't want to get ahead of myself here.
Yeah, you can throw one out.
Sorry about that.
Did you tell Senator Simmons or inform him that the public agency liability was one of the issues that could be considered?
Representative Phillips, I've talked to his staff a number of times. She's here. She would probably have better knowledge of what Senator Simmons knows, because I've talked to her, and I don't know how much she's passed on to the senator.
Then what you're telling me is that Senator Simmons doesn't know that the public torts, you personally have not talked to Senator Simmons with regard to the public torts being added. Yes or no?
I'm not specifically knowledgeable about what Senator Simmons knows. That's my answer. I think an accurate bonus. Yeah.
Those can be special.
Thank you.
Steve, would you like to speak to the amendments as they relate to the original Bill 915?
Mr. Chair, I have some amendments here. I have 20 copies. If I could give you all 20 at this time for both of these, and the full committee. This represents our final draft with two small exceptions, which I'll describe in a second. Let me go through the bill briefly. There are two problems with exemptions from products liability. The first problem with exemptions from products liability has to do with setting a precedent. We attempted not to set a precedent in this bill by making this explaining that it is a very unique situation, and that's what the first part of the bill does. It talks about inherent risks of wilderness travel and mountain climbing, and that people who do this assume the risks involved therein, and we describe some of those risks. And that, as we have testified before, it's a different situation than other kinds of assumption of risk, because mostly assumption of the risk has been repealed by the Oregon legislature because it has been used in the past of putting people in a position where they really had no choice. They had to assume it, and then they are used as a defense against them. In this case, we feel it is proper for an assumption of the risk to be allowed because people are doing something that where danger is an inherent part of what they're trying to do. It's not something they're trying to avoid. Section 3 is the operative section, where it says no person may maintain an action against a manufacturer, distributor, or supplier of an electronic signaling device for any loss or claim or damage incurred during wilderness to travel or mountain climbing based on a claim that it failed to act properly, with the exception that where the plaintiff can show the failure resulted from willful or wanton misconduct, and we are interpreting that to be basically intentional or gross negligent act, or from the defendant distributing or supplying a device knowing that it doesn't meet specifications. This was specifically put in to meet Senator Wyer's request. So that if someone, for example, in the manufacturing plant knew that a particular device did not have a battery in it and sent it out anyway, that person would be liable. The other problem with exempting tort liability for products failure is that there was a problem potentially of lessening of standards, that having tort claims allowed forces a manufacturer and distributor to ensure that the products which they are manufacturing and distributing meet high quality standards. We have an unusual situation in here that I do not represent the manufacturer of this product. I represent an organization called the Oregon Memorial Mountain Signal Rescue Fund. The people who are mountain climbers and mountain rescue personnel who are going to be the beneficiaries of this, because they are the ones who put their lives at stake when they go up and try and find people on the mountain. So we have a situation where these people are very concerned about having a high quality product, because should a product not be of high quality, their lives are at risk. It's not the usual situation where the manufacturer is trying to keep the standards low. It would be exactly the opposite. It'll be the people who are enforcing these standards will have every motivation in the world to keep those standards high.
And so we have down here that, that the state police, by rule, shall adopt specifications and distribution procedures upon the advice of an advisory committee, and that advisory committee will be made up of people who, as I say, are mountain people who have the knowledge of the mountain, people who are technically knowledgeable about these devices, and folks who are putting their lives on the line on the basis of these devices working. There are very simple processes for testing the devices to ensure that they are working, and there will be procedures set up to ensure that there's not a failure.
Steve, on the Dash 8 amendments on page 2, line 15, it makes reference to section 4 of the Act.
Right, that's an error.
That ought to be section 5, shouldn't it?
Section 5, exactly. I was going to bring that to your attention. The other issue I wanted to raise, if I could, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate your opportunity to let me do this, was section 6. There is a presently in the bill a sunset clause, and the concern for putting the sunset clause is that we are presenting a very unique situation that exists today, which may not exist 4 years or 6 years or 8 years or 10 years down the line. And therefore, we ought to put a sunset clause so that it forces us to review this issue 4 years from now. Specifically, I think there was a senator who was concerned that didn't fully take our word for the fact that this manufacturer was not interested in making these things for use with people. He makes these devices for tracking animals. They're used for tracking whales and tracking caribou and grizzly bear in North, North American continent, and that he is only putting this for sale to us because we have requested it. He is not interested in selling these things to people. But this particular senator was concerned that, that was not the case, that he was the manufacturer was looking for a loophole so he could begin manufacturing these in some large quantity and selling them to people. We think that's there's no basis for that in reality. And we think that there's a problem with having a sunset clause in that there will be difficulties in determining which devices were sold before 1991 and which devices were sold after 1991 should the sunset provisions take effect. We also have concern about going through a lot of time and money and effort, which these people who are raising the money for this signal fund are doing, to set in motion a process that has some doubt of how long it'll last. So it would be our suggestion, just for pure workability, that Section 6 be deleted from the bill.
Okay. Thank you for the opportunity to go through the Dash 8 amendments.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Bond.
I just have a question in reflection, Mr. Chair. I would be glad to move individual parts of this when the chair is ready. Is it appropriate to make a motion at this time?
Senator Simmons has joined us, and apparently Representative Phillips is reviewing the provisions with him, and I want to perhaps allow him an opportunity to comment. Senator, I apologize. I just learned that apparently the Republican caucus has a meeting at 1:45, so I don't know how much longer we'll be able to maintain our quorum here, but...
We, as you may know, had a late session and then a meeting of the Business, Housing, and Finance Committee to take care of a couple of problems, and lunch, I hope. I'm Senator Jim Simmons from Washington County. Senate Bill 915 was introduced by myself for a very cogent and, I think, poignant reason to provide some kind of opportunity for people who have been lost in the mountain to be found before they freeze to death. And my preference, of course, is to send it back to Senate for concurrence with just the amendments that I have in front of me, but which just pertain to that bill only. Dash 8 amendment. I feel that cluttering it up with extraneous amendments would probably kill the bill. we've just gone through a very arduous meeting this morning discussing germaneness, and even whether an amendment which pertained to the relating clause of property and which pertained to real property instead of personal property was germane. And I think if we start talking about, for example, the tort liability of municipalities, the question of germaneness could be raised over there, whether that applies to the tort liability of a mountain rescue device. If there's any way you can pass it out with only the dash 8 amendment, and I assume there are relating clauses for these other bills that could be used, certainly, I think, be a boon to those people who have already suffered losses on Mount Hood or other mountains and who might, in fact, suffer again from the same problem. We get along with the sunset clause. The additional equipment for climbs presents no problem. It's a vital bill to those interested in the mountain.
Thank you, Senator. As I understand it, you're supporting the Dash 8 amendments at this time.
That's correct, yes.
Thank you.
And strongly supporting only the Dash 8 amendment so the bill can be passed without getting lost in the shuffle.
Thank you, Senator. If I were in your position, I'd be saying the same thing. Any further questions for Senator Simmons? If not, thank you again very much for joining us. We apologize again for the short notice.
I have one question.
Representative Phillips.
Were you contacted and identified as to what the issues were that were up for going along with your bill?
No, I haven't. I saw them some on the way up here, I guess, for the first time.
Okay.
I have had inklings that there were things. In fact, the last word I had was that 915 would be incorporated in another bill.
Okay.
Thank you, Senator. As you, I'm sure, know, the relating clauses, the way they're written, are a little different on the House and Senate side, and this one, at least in some people's minds, has a fairly attractive relating clause. So I guess that's, we're past that point. Is there further discussion? Is there a motion on the Dash 8 amendments to 915?
Mr. Chair, I would move those amendments.
Representative Bunn moves the Dash 8 amendments to Senate Bill 915. I want to see if we got everyone handy. Is Representative Dix on
Chair,
the phone?
Mr. Chair, may I ask
available?
If that amendment includes the typographical error on line 15, page 2?
I think Representative Bunn would accept as a friendly amendment that we change the 4 in line 15, page 2 to 5 to correct the, make the proper reference. Representative Dix, Representative Bunn has moved the Dash 8 amendments to 915.
Beautiful.
Council just went to find you, so we'll try to find council.
Dick,
where were you?
Hey.
Oh, okay. Who's on first? Is there further discussion on Representative Bunn's motion to adopt the Dash 8 amendments? Is there any objection to those amendments? If not, they're adopted.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Bunn.
I would move the number 3 residential youth care provisions.
Shall we take these in numerical order?
Sure, that's fine.
Mr. Chair, I'm representing a number of groups on a number of these bills. I'll sit down here and you can call me up if you have any questions about any of these. Or
why don't you go ahead and take a seat and we'll
call if you have any
questions. Member is free to invite anyone up.
Good. Thank you.
If they wish. Representative Bunn.
Well, Mr. Chair, I haven't had a chance to look at number 1, so perhaps...
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, that's fine. I'll move it.
Number 1. No, the Dash 8 supersedes...
Okay,
number 1.
Okay.
I'm sorry. So we'd be up to...
I would move number 2, senior transportation.
Okay, Representative Bunn moves the Dash... We're going to treat these as amendments to 915. Is that your...
That's correct.
Okay, Representative Bunn moves what's been identified as number 2... relating to senior transportation, originally House Bill 3363, and I would note on page 2 there have been some deletions, apparently. But Mr. Lawrence is here. Mr. Lawrence, do I understand you support this? You can just say yes or no as it reflected before us. He's indicating yes. Is there further discussion on Representative Bunn's motion to adopt the number 2 proposed amendment relating to senior transportation? If there's no objection, I'll be adopted.
Chair.
We have now number 3, Representative Bunn.
I've moved number 3, residential youth care.
Okay, Representative Bunn moves that the dash 3, which was originally House Bill 3216, relating to residential youth care, be adopted.
Mr. Chairman, may I make a comment on
this one? Yes. You absolutely have to.
Mr. Chair, on this amendment, if it would be possible to put an emergency clause on at least this section of it, the problem is that the insurance is going to be ending for a number of agencies on the 1st of July. And for several others very shortly thereafter.
Does anyone have a concern about that?
Mr. Chairman, I intended to have an emergency clause.
Okay, Representative Bunn moves, and I don't know about the effective date to the other provisions, but we can deal with the effective date to these new sections as they're added to 915 without affecting the other unless it's necessary. Representative Bunn has moved the dash 3216 be amended into 915 with an emergency clause as it relates to the provisions of the original 3216. Is there any objection to those amendments? If not, to be adopted.
Chair.
Representative Bunn?
I move number 4, Good Samaritan EMT.
Okay. Representative Bunn moves the number 4, originally House Bill 2418, designated as the EMT, amendments to Senate Bill 915. Is there further discussion? Any objection to those amendments? If not, be adopted.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Bunn?
I move number 5, Architects, Engineers, Third Party Liability.
Okay, Representative Bunn moves the number 5, Architects and Engineers, Third Party Liability.
Is there a relating clause problem with this?
Number 5?
Yes. Wait a minute. Why did you just move number 5?
Okay. Ignore the house relating clause, I think.
Absolutely.
Okay, further discussion. There was some question about the relating clause issue. The chair's interpretation would be, and I'm always subject to correction by the speaker, of course, but notwithstanding the relating clause on 2563, it's my sense that the actual text as amended or as proposed to be amended actually relates to certain liability, which is the subject matter of 915. On the motion on the dash 5, what we're regarding as dash 5 amendments, originally House Bill 2563, is there further discussion? Is there any objection to that? If not, Representative Dix?
I'll move the amendments titled 6, Public Tort Claim Limits, into the Senate Bill 915.
Chairman.
Representative Bunn, let me place a motion that I recognize Representative Bunn. Representative Dix has moved the what have been designated as number 6 public tort claim limits, also dealing generally with the subject of liability as amendments to 915. Representative Bunn.
Mr. Chairman, the senator that sponsored this bill expressed concerns about this particular provision. Partially for that reason, I'm going to vote no. I also think that this frankly endangers the bill. I support public tort claims and limit revision, and were it in another bill, I would be enthusiastically working for it, but I cannot in this bill.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Dix.
I can appreciate the representative's concerns, and we had spoken previously, and had this been in a bill alone, the representative from McMinnville expressed his willingness to vote for it. I do think that most of the measures we put into this bill were sponsored by members of the Republican caucus in the House, and I know Senator Simmons has expressed extreme reservation about the Section 6 we're about to add. And I'm certain that there's at least one other section that he doesn't agree with, that he'll probably want his name taken off the bill if it makes it that far. The last thing in conclusion is I looked desperately for a vehicle so that we could separate these issues, because there are other things which I disagree with that we're putting into this bill as part of the package. There is not another vehicle in this committee to send over in a Senate bill. We can always introduce a House bill, but with a week left in the session, or so the Speaker thinks, I'm a little hesitant about doing that. So I'd rather take my chances and put it into 9:15 and send it over.
Representative Phillips.
Thank you. For many of the same reasons that Representative Bunn spoke to, I'm going to oppose the message and the amendment. The Public Torch Claims Act, I was at least willing to look at in a separate bill. I think adding it to 9:15, which is laudable in itself, and many of the other issues that need to be addressed, but I would hate to jeopardize the entire package on this one very controversial issue, so I'll intend to vote no.
Well,
Representative Dix.
I think they're all controversial issues. I have reservations on at least two other of the sections. I'm willing to move them out. I can appreciate where the gentlemen are at, and I think we ought to move to the vote.
Okay. The chair would just state that the chair is prepared to support this bill as a package, notwithstanding significant objections to individual portions of it, but in the spirit of compromise that we've tried to, and I think been fairly successful in this committee, I'm prepared to support the amendment -6. If there's no further discussion, the clerk will call the roll on Representative Dix's motion on the -6 amendments.
No.
Aye.
Pass. Second.
Representative Hanlon is present if you want to call upon him.
Pass. Phillips votes no.
Votes aye.
Hanlon votes aye.
Okay. Is there a motion on the bill as amended?
I'd move Senate Bill 9:15, Mr. Chair, to the full committee with the due pass recommendation.
Okay, Representative Phillips moves Senate Bill 950.
No, Representative Dix moves.
Excuse me.
Phillips would be honored to move it too.
Well, let's say Representatives Bunn, Phillips, and Dix move 915 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
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 No.
Aye. Beautiful piece of sausage we've got here. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Dix.
I think that a couple of the members have a commitment, and I know at least one of the members wanted to be here.
Are you asking us to recess?
No, I'm asking if we could consider Senate Bill 324 at this time, and I can make the motion on the amendments into that measure, because it affects one of the amendments I will make are those that are contained in House Bill 2577, which was introduced by Representative Phillips.
Okay, Representative Dix has asked that we take up 324. Representative Dix.
Yesterday, Mr. Chair, we moved the, if you recall, Senator Bradbury came in, for those committee members who weren't here, and advocated two amendments. One was on reclassification of doctors. The second one was on the professional liability fund. We moved the professional liability fund amendments into Senate Bill 324 and left out the reclassification amendments. Today, it's my intention that I would move what is contained in House Bill 2577 into Senate Bill 324 relating to daycare centers and insurance.
Okay, Representative Dix moves as a further amendment to Senate Bill 324, as previously the provisions of House Bill 2577. Further discussion on that motion on the amendment.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Bunn.
I watch with amazement our relating clause work here, and it's delightful education, but isn't there just a chance we're going a bit far afield on these two bills being pumped together?
I think they're both relating to insurance.
Mr. Chairman, will you be...
President Bond.
No, I don't want to do that. Never mind.
My intention, Representative Bunn, is to get it out of committee and have an up or down vote on the floor. There are those who have approached several members about this particular myriad piece of legislation by the representative from Washington County.
Okay, this is on the amendment, the motion on the amendment 2577 into 324 is amended. Further discussion? Any objections to the amendment? If not, Representative Dix?
I would move 324 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Dix moves 324 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Representative Dix? That's, or pardon me, Bond.
Does it now have 977 in it? Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
No.
Dix?
Aye.
No.
Aye.
Springer?
Aye. Motion's adopted.
I want to express my appreciation to the insertion of 2577 in the bill. I think it's a worthwhile measure, and my no vote was in no way an indication of my feelings as to that. It was pertaining